We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and our next segment has to do with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. Deb Watkins is the shelter director, and she joins us on the phone. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's so good to talk to you guys again, and as I understand, the shelter is now back open.
We are so excited to be open to the public. You know, it's nice to have people in our building, and our animals enjoy that also.
Your hours of operation now, are they the same as what they were before?
Yeah, so we're open to the public 1 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday. And if we need to make a special appointment for somebody in the morning for a reclaim or a surrender, we'd be glad to do that.
All right. Masks are suggested when you enter the building?
Yes.
All right. As far as anyone needing to make a reclaim or surrender, how's that working?
Yeah, so we'd still like to do those by appointment. You know, if we can spend more time with the customer and get more information about the animal that they're surrendering so that we're able to rehome it and maybe even get a better situation for that animal. And on reclaims, we like to spend time with people, make sure that we get the appropriate veterinary records and vaccination history, and so they can get their city licensing.
All right. Well, as far as adoption numbers, they've been pretty decent here in this first part of the year.
Yeah, we're so excited. We have done 358 adoptions since January.
358. Wow, that's awesome. And reclaims are pretty good too, 103?
Yeah, we've done 103 reclaims, which, you know, our number one mission is always to get that animal back to its owner. And so we've been very pleased.
All right. Adoptions, that's significant. 358. I mean, we're not even halfway through the year. What do you attribute that to mostly as far as people getting out there and adopting?
Yeah, we know that this year has been a special year. I think more people have been home. And they have decided, hey, since I'm home, now is a great time to, you know, get a puppy or a special needs animal. And we really appreciate that. And I think companionship of pets definitely help people during this stressful time.
As far as the inventory of animals out there at the shelter right now, what do you have?
Yeah, so in our guardianship right now at T. Russell Wright's, we have 51 cats, 10 dogs, 2 rats, and 5 guinea pigs.
Nice. And it is June, the month of June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, as I see. And as far as kitten season, how's that going?
You know, adoptions are going really well. And we love it when people are interested in our adult cats. You know, we just have some great adult cats that really make good pets. And, you know, cats are a little bit, you know, you can leave them for a couple days at home and they're safe and they have plenty of food and water. And so they're just a little bit less labor intensive than a dog and just provide great companionship.
And, you know, summertime, obviously a time when more people are home, although people have been home a lot this year due to the COVID stuff. But why is it such a good time in the summertime to adopt a pet?
Yeah, I think it's easier to potty train, and it's also, you know, the weather's nice, and so you can get out and exercise, and that provides exercise for you and for your pet. And there really is quite a bonding, you know, the more time you can spend together. So I think summertime is a great time, especially when those kiddos are home.
And again, we're speaking with Deb Watkins from the Animal Shelter here in Manhattan, and there was a Quite a bit of news going on last week with the alligator incident in Wildcat Creek, and unfortunately that didn't end the way any of us wanted to see it, with the animal dying. But how was the shelter involved with that whole process of trying to locate the alligator?
You know, we really just were making sure that the public stayed safe and that the animals stayed safe. You know, we are not alligator experts, and so we did leave that up to the owners. And so they were the ones that were, you know, watching for it. But we sure wanted to make sure that the public and everybody was safe.
And obviously with that, anytime you come across any forms of wildlife, you want to make sure you're being cautious around them.
Yeah, you know, right now we are getting a lot of wildlife calls, and we really want the public to leave them alone and not touch them and not remove them out of their habitat. There's lots of babies being born right now, baby raccoons, and we just need people to leave them alone. Their moms are off hunting and will come back. We're running into a unique situation with the wildlife right now. The animals that people have removed from the wild are being hand-raised by humans. And once a wildlife is hand-raised by a human during COVID time, the wildlife centers are not able to release them. So we're kind of getting a backlog of wildlife that are being hand-raised that are not being able to release back into the wild. So we definitely want people to leave the animals where they're at.
Oh, that's certainly a good tip there. And I can't find it online here, but I saw there was a picture with you and someone else yesterday related to the alligator story. I guess the gator had a name. I didn't realize it had a name.
Pebbles, yes. So we're so excited. The Thread Shop downtown in Aggieville, they made a gator t-shirt. And so the t-shirt sales, part of the proceeds go to the animal shelter. And, you know, we really thank them a lot for that, that, you know, they turned a difficult situation into a positive one. And the community has really reached out and ordered a lot of t-shirts. And, of course, that is going back to the animal shelter to help the animals.
Yeah, what a great opportunity to help out our local animal shelter. And if anyone else wants to do anything nice for the shelter, dino donations are always accepted.
Yeah, you know, we're just having people leave them outside the front door, and the staff watch for that and go out and get them. And so, you know, anytime you have a dog crate or a dog kennel or extra bedding or linens that you're not using, we would gladly use them at the animal shelter. Animals really benefit from that.
Yeah. And we should probably maybe just quickly note this time of year, if you are taking your pets outside, it is it tends to get hot this time of year. What are some good safety tips with your animals?
You bet. When the temperatures are high, you do need to limit the time outside. Make sure they have plenty of fresh water. And really, they just need to be inside in the air conditioning with us as much as possible. And wait until it's cooler in the evenings and early mornings to go for those long walks.
And never leave your pets in the car. If you're going to the store, you don't want to, just like your kids, don't leave them in the car.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, Deb, anything else before we exit here?
Love for you to come down and look at, we have adorable baby kittens. We have about 34, and we have all shapes, colors, size, and kittens are great fun, and now's a great time to adopt a kitten or two.
All right. We'll keep that in mind, and we can't wait to bring the animals back here. I think maybe next month we'll be in person, hopefully, and maybe we can bring an animal friend along here for our next In Focus visit.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Well, Deb, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you.
And Deb Watkins joining us here from the Animal Shelter. Stay tuned. More In Focus after this on KMAN.